And now it's time for Peeking Inside the Grapevine with Jimmy the Greek Yarn.
Well, thank you, Sam. Seriously, good morning, everyone. My guest today will be the good professor, Mr. Bill Sproul. We'll look over our Stanley Cup playoff picks from round one. Bill's the bookkeeper for this contest. He'll get us up to date where we're at after round one and where we're going into round two. We'll take a quick look at the NBA, and I mean really quick, and also we'll spend some time seeing the hockey playoffs run, not only in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but the Walter Cup playoffs, Professional Women's Hockey League. And the Walter Cup, obviously, was named after the creator, whoever started Professional Women's Hockey League, Mr. Walter. We're going to meet some of our sponsors, or all of our sponsors, then we'll bring the good professor in. See Rods and the crew at Kuhn Automotive, your car packs at Bandage Dealer to Copper Country. Open up some happiness, all your favorite Coke products, local stores, and establishments from Coca-Cola to Hancock. Portage Tire and Auto Repair, Ethel Amnew and Hancock has a great selection of brand name tires in stock to keep you going year-round, especially for your summer travels and vacations. David Zucri, Century 21 North Country Agency in Houghton, is official realtor of Peak Inside the Grapevine, 281-1846. For all your embroidery, silk screen, and necessities, team or company shirts, personal apparel, trophies, banners, everything in between, see Joe or Stacy at Homestead Graphics in Berriga. 353-6741 with Little League season getting underway shortly, your local softball and hardball seasons, all the other sports going on. Make sure you get your trophies and apparel ordered. They'll get them to you in a timely fashion. Dave's BP Super Service in Hancock, the area's only full-service gas station, towing available around the clock, 24-7, 365, even on leap year. Dr. Grant Olson, Northland Veterinary Clinic, provides quality care for family pets, 482-3400. They'll make house calls and are open Saturday until noon. I'd like to thank Dr. Grant Olson and his staff, Lindsay and company, last week for making a random house call up here. Q&A Overhead Doors, your Clopay Garage or Distributor, Copper Country, Sharon Avenue, Knowlton, 483-3791. Tim's Excavating and Skidding Services provides all your excavating needs, 370-4370. Saracen Family Dental, 896 Campus Drive in Hancock, offers all aspects of family dentistry, 482-8601. East Fork Pasty Company, serving delicious pasties Saturday and Monday in Calumet, 11:30 to 2 across from Bunko's Party Store and Rosalina's Bakery, 369-4345, or reserve them on Facebook. Peterson Landscaping, 281-7318. Give Jordan a call. He'll clean up your yard from the winter carnage, which we're not done yet, maybe. And also whatever yard work and landscaping is excavating as well. Houghton Billings by M26 Brickyard Lane in Houghton behind Kuhn Automotive is now your authorized True Value franchise. Check out their slick drive-through lumber yard for the larger orders. If you have problems with spiders, ants, fleas, mice, alcohols, or pesky rodents, contact A-Plus Pest Management, 281-4975. Tundra Lodge and Resort, Green Bay, Wisconsin, featuring daily walk-in water passes. Call 920-405-8700 to book your stay and check out their specials throughout the spring and summer. And Uper Fitness, your hometown gym, featuring a wide variety of cardio, free weights, and cable machines. Inside the Copper Country Mall. Stanley Cup playoffs last night, the scoreboard. Then we'll bring the good professor in. Carolina wins in overtime in a wild game against the Philadelphia Flyers. Back and forth affair. Carolina 3-2. They're up 2-0 in their conference semis, the best of seven series. In Vegas, who seems to be hitting some stride over Anaheim, 3-1. They're up one game to zip as well. Stanley Cup playoff schedule tonight, only one game, 8 o'clock. Minnesota will be at Colorado. The Avs up one game to zip. And Stanley Cup playoffs tomorrow. The Canadiens will take on the Sabres. That's game one, 7 o'clock on TNT. 9:30 tomorrow night, game two between Anaheim and Vegas. Time to bring in the good professor, Mr. Bill Sproul. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Good morning, Jimmy. Always pleased to be with you.
Well, Bill, give us the latest update on round one of our hockey picks, as you are the official bookkeeper for this particular contest, as I had some other commitments. But we still did do our picks for round one before we went on the air live in advance. We did the same thing for round two. But give us a rundown how we both did in round one, and then go over our second round picks, if you could, Bill.
Well, you predicted me in round one. You got 6 out of 8. You picked Dallas over Minnesota, and that didn't work out. And the other one you picked was Edmonton to beat Anaheim. Well, I got those two wrong, but I also got the Tampa Montreal series wrong, and I got the Pittsburgh Philadelphia series wrong. So I only got 4 out of 8. So you're 2 games ahead of me after the first round here. And say we reviewed our picks for the second round, and I think we're actually the 4 games exactly the same. We both have picked Colorado over Minnesota, Vegas over Anaheim, Buffalo over Montreal, and Carolina over Philadelphia. So we're not going to separate ourselves. We're going to have to do that in the next round, Jimmy. I'll have to out-predict you in the next round.
Well, Bill, it appears that I got the hammer and going into this round, and we're all on the same page. Coming out of round one, Bill, anything catch your eye? Obviously, I think the best series in round one was the Montreal-Tampa game. I know everyone says Montreal didn't deserve to win game 7 with only 9 shots on goal. You could go in retrospect where Tampa is very fortunate to win game 6. But in that series, Bill, an interesting fact, Sean Bolivian, who's going to be with me Thursday, we talked about this. 420 minutes regulation time in that best-of-7 series went 7 games. Did you know Montreal only had the lead for 19 minutes? So at the end of the day, Bill, I'm a firm believer. These 7-game series, the better team finds a way to win. And when you look at some of these, I'm not a big stat guy, but those numbers are staggering, aren't they?
It sure is. When you start to look at, they only got 9 shots in the 7th game, and they didn't have any shots in the first period. 4 shots in the second period and 5 in the third period. It's Tampa pretty well bottled them up. I kind of like the comment from John Cooper, his post-game comment, was a pretty class coach. He said, the hockey gods have been in my corner many, many times, but tonight they were not. They were in the other corner. He's probably quite right. Those hockey gods, just a nice comment. He really handled the loss pretty well, not complaining about different things or whatever. But one of those things... And just checking back, it's the last Stanley Cup that was won by a Canadian team was 1993, over 30 years ago, and that was the Montreal Canadiens. So it's going to be interesting to see how far they go. We both picked Buffalo there. They played their first round. They played well. I think you and I both agree the big upset was Edmonton getting beat.
Right.
You know, maybe Florida and Edmonton have been in the last 2 years, been in the finals, and they just didn't seem to have it this year.
When you look at that Montreal-Tampa series again, Bill, I know, what did you make about how Montreal held the lead for that whole series, regulation time, with the exception of 19 minutes? It's pretty much safe to say the better team won that series overall in the 7 games, isn't it? Because they pretty much controlled the play, and especially with the lead differential for a good part of that whole series.
They're going. Montreal's goalie played well in that last game. He shot almost 30-9 or something, so it's
right.
He sure held them in there. And the coach has really got the team playing well, fired up as a team. They may not be winning this long, but there's always hope for them.
What do you see in round two, Bill?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. And I say you and I are both predicting Buffalo's going to beat them, but you never know. They may hang on just like they did in this first round.
When you look at that series, that could be the fastest series. I think that's 2 of the youngest teams in the league. Colorado, that other night, 9-6, or I think 6 goals in that game before they had the first commercial break, and I'm sure we'll see a different type of game tonight with goaltending. But boy, Colorado looks really good. I don't know. It seems Vegas is getting traction, Anaheim. But anytime you got Quinville coaching, I love the guy. I had people over the years say coaching doesn't matter that much in the NHL. Don't have to look any further in Anaheim there as well. And just a fun series and great hockey games. No matter if you like any of these teams or not, just all of these games are just, God, are they fast.
Oh, it's a playoff hockey, just different level, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, Bill, before we get to the Professional Women's Hockey League, which the Walter Cup is underway, I didn't get a chance to talk to you about, the NCAA basketball committees. They're going to – it's just a formality. You know it's going to happen. It's not official. They're going to expand the men's and women's tournament. Where do you get to – and I get, Bill, I get the money part. I get all that. It's all about money and big-time college sports. But where do you get to the point where you're just going to totally diminish the regular season? I mean, you got teams in college football who get a bowl game that are sub 500. Now you're expanding this field to almost. You may as well make the whole season just the tournament, because you're totally going to diminish any accomplishments in the regular season letting everyone into this tournament. That's just my opinion. Bill, what's your opinion on that?
Well, it seems like they keep expanding it. You're quite right.
Right.
It's just the season, and then when you get in tournament play, one game and you're out. So it's a team that can play well all year, get in the tournament, but be upset by somebody just snuck in. So it seems like it's a bit of a money grab, but
right.
And make too many. But that's what they're doing now, so...
But where do you get to the point where it just diminishes the regular season? That's my concern. Because so many of these games aren't going to mean a hill of beans. No one, most of these teams are getting in regardless. Instead of making these regular season games a lot more important coming down the stretch, they're not going to mean probably 5% of nothing for a lot of teams at the back end of the season where you're not going to see the best players. That's my concern as far as a fan, Bill.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think some fans are starting to wonder, well, why bother going to a regular season game?
You got it.
Hope they get in and watch them on TV a little bit and hope they get tournament and pull a few upsets. So it's a tricky time. I see that the Division I hockey is meeting now. The coaches are meeting and struggling with a number of issues that affect hockey, too. So it's... even some talk of expanding that field a little bit, too.
I think it's hard to expand that field for the lack of teams they have just in college hockey. And I love the 16-team format, but but you keep expanding it, Bill. You made a good point. Well, what's next? And the other two teams out are going to complain. And what does college hockey have? Division I, 59, 60 teams. Now a couple of teams folded here in the last couple of months, colleges. I don't think that's going to change, but if it does, I mean, I think it's a good format. The only thing college hockey should do is change how they have their regional tournaments. That's my opinion. Well, Bill, the Professional Women's Hockey League's playoff is underway. We got about 5.5 minutes left. Minnesota, Montreal. Minnesota's up one game to zip. Boston, Ottawa, the other two teams. That league has really turned into something special, hasn't it?
It sure has. It's kind of an interesting format they have. Four out of the eight teams make the playoffs, and the number one team gets to choose who they want to play, the third one or the fourth seed. So it's kind of interesting. Montreal, the number one seed, they took the number three seed, Minnesota, to play them, and they lost the first game in overtime. And I just reading the summary is Abby Rock got roughed up a bit. She has a black eye, and I guess there's a couple of suspensions in it. Abby wasn't suspended, but a couple of suspensions, and it's an exciting time. The other series, Boston and Ottawa are tied 1-1. Their next game is later this week. Montreal and Minnesota play tonight and Thursday night this week. But big news down here in Southeast Michigan is they expect that Detroit is going to be granted an expansion team and will start playing next season. They expect the announcement tomorrow morning, and even that they're going to have the league's draft in Detroit this summer too. So it should be an interesting time for Detroit and the women's league. They've done really well with attendance the games that they've had in league games in Detroit, and so the Illich family that owns the Red Wings are the major backers of this initiative, and the team will play in the Little Caesars Arena.
Oh, they are going to play at Little Caesars. A lot of those teams in the Professional Women's Hockey League play in smaller venues. So, again, we don't know anything for sure except that's going to happen, which is unofficial. Any talk about moving to a smaller venue, Bill, once they get established? And I get you draw attendance when you have these one-off games. Every place you put a one-off game, you're going to fill the building because it's you get one chance. Good for Detroit to get that. Is there another team coming in with them as well? And, again, my back end of the question, is there any talk about playing in a smaller venue once you get entrenched from what you're hearing down there?
Well, we'll see tomorrow. It just seemed to came out yesterday in Hockey News, and then it was picked up by a few. But it's going to be interesting to see what they announce tomorrow. There's, I guess the USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth as a possibility.
Right.
There's not a lot of mid-sized arenas in the Metro Detroit, so eventually they may end up building a mid-sized arena in the next few years, because the WNBA team is going to start here in a couple of years too. So
right.
they're building a facility for practices on the waterfront. So it'd be interesting to see if there's a addition of an ice arena or some mid-size arena somewhere else in Detroit for them.
Yeah, and I just don't see, based on the one or two games you had there, you sold it out. You're not going to do that for the whole regular season. You're going to be financial problems. I would think they already have a backup plan. I would think they got a backup plan for Plymouth already in their back pocket, though, I would think.
I would think so. We'll find out tomorrow when they make the formal announcement of this expansion team, where they're going to be playing. That we'll keep you posted as to what's going on with that. But it's sure exciting to bring that level of hockey into Southeast Michigan. There's a lot of hockey fans down here, and
right. It
should be exciting.
Especially with the growth of women's college hockey. Oh, Bill, before I get going, are they going to bring another team in, or just one team from what you're hearing? I seen a story, I didn't follow it as closely as you did. Is there talk of two expansion teams or just one?
Hockey News just seemed to indicate one, but there may be another one out there, but Hockey News just seemed to focus on the Detroit story. I searched around last night when I read the story to see if there was a 10th team being suggested, but nothing popped up, but maybe something in the next couple of days will, as to where they would put the next team. There's several possibilities. The league has done well in several U.S. cities and has done well in places like Quebec City and Vancouver. Well, they have the one in Vancouver, but it did well in Edmonton and Calgary, so there's a lot of possibilities. Denver is often seen as a possibility, too. So there's, we'll see what happens in the next couple of days on that one, Jimmy.
Before I let you get going, Bill, what a big influence for the women's hockey players from the high school level on up to see more of these teams get cities get expansions, especially with hockey cities, in particular Detroit. I don't call it Hockey Town anymore, but still, in the state of Michigan, the amateur girls hockey is huge. The Division I teams in Michigan are getting more and more. And you look at the WCHA, the Women's League, I think last 5 or 6 years they won national titles. That's to do nothing but help young ladies playing hockey, knowing they got more opportunities, especially to get in a league like this.
I know that the University of Michigan is sure looking at very seriously starting the Division I program. And Denise Illich is on the board, and she has been looking at the idea. So I think they're exploring that for the University of Michigan. And once Michigan does it, you can almost see that Michigan State would follow. So it's exciting times down to women's hockey.
And, Bill, we got a minute or so left. What's the mood down there with Scubo being out 2 or 3 months? I imagine there goes his big money contract, probably in free agency, depending on how the surgery goes. Oh, yeah, a lot of people, when they heard that news, I think Detroit fans' stomachs hit their kneecaps.
I think there's quite a bit of disappointment on that. Or, I guess the Tigers have been decimated with injuries so far this season. That was just kind of another one. But, he's going to be out for, I think, 2 to 3 months for this type of surgery. And it really kind of damages. He did arbitration. He signed for $2 million. He becomes a free agent again. That kind of wrecks him for next year. Who wants this somewhat damaged pitcher? So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with him. But Tigers are in tough shape with Verlander on injury reserve, and they've lost several of their players. So, but they're still striding along. They're in first place in their conference or division. So it's always hope.
And at division, usually someone wins by default. And I get the injuries, and we got to go on, Bill. But have that many players injured this early, I'd really look at what you're doing preseason with getting in front of this instead of behind it. I wonder what type of off-season program these guys are in. That's the first question I ask when you have so many players. And I said from day one, I love Justin Verlander, Hall of Famer. That's the biggest waste of money to sign him, because you know you're not getting nothing out of him. But you didn't pay much, but he took a roster spot. So on that news, Bill, I'll let you rebuttal that next Tuesday. Sound good?
Well, we may have some more information whether there's going to be a 10th team in the Women's Pro League, so Hockey League. So be exciting to see what happens the next couple of days. So right now the Pistons are dominating the sports casters down here, and we'll see what happens then. They start playing tonight. So.
All right, Bill. We got to cut it short. I overran a little bit. We'll have Sam Legion with us Thursday. We're going to send it back to Sam in the morning. Thanks, Sam.